Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Well, last month, the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries announced the public, you and I, could be confident seafood for sale was safe to eat and fishing closures at the Tillagree Creek and Fullerton Cove would be lifted a couple of weeks on. And a few people have a few problems with that. Nick Marshall, President of Saltash Community First. Nick, good morning. There's still plenty of concern about the fish in that area.
G'day, how are you today?
Good.
Look, the concern comes from the fact that additional restrictions were placed on residents of the red zone in terms of what they can consume in light of the new fishing opening of the waters, I suppose. Yeah.
Do you think it's too much to expect you and I to crunch the numbers? Because what are they saying? They're saying that the consumption of certain types of seafood to as little as 150 grams a week, that's for adults. Kids are a little bit different. And certain species as well, because flathead are one that they're saying, no, don't go near. It all seems very, very complicated.
It does, especially for an amateur like myself, mate. I'm not really... I catch what gets on the end of the hook. I'm not so selective, but it's a lot more complicated. Look, it's just more restrictions that have been placed on or imposed on the people of the red zone. It's, you know, this is, you'll find a lot of people move to this area for the, you know, the access to the local waterways and, you know, the being able to go fishing of an afternoon after work or something like that, or take the kids down on the weekend and have a fish. And there wouldn't be many garages in this area that don't have half a dozen rods hanging on the wall.
And, yeah, I would imagine there'd be plenty of 6-horsepower Evinrudes around your neck of the woods.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And, look, yeah, this is... We don't want to take anything away from the fishers. These guys have... they've really copped it as a result of the, I suppose, inactions of the authorities in regards to this. Keeping in mind the DPI and EPA and all these state authorities knew about this contamination back in 2013, and they sort of sat on their hands for 2 years and did nothing, and then all of a sudden they came out and stopped these boats from fishing. We'd love to see them come out and, you know, dedicate a heap of resources to helping these guys get back on their feet and helping them even find other waters to fish in, or broaden their horizons a little bit, so that eventually if it does become an issue down the track where they've got to ban the fishing again, we don't want the same situation all over again.
Well, that's a tragedy of it when you think about it, Nick, isn't it? It's a double-edged sword. We're talking about recreational fishers here, but the commercial fishers, it must be. And I've had a chat to some of the families who have been fishing for generations, and they go, so to be told, it's just so sad looking at a trawler there, knowing that the water's there, the fish are there, and through no overfishing, no rule breaking, we can't go and do our job that, you know, 10 km over that way, it's happened. But when it comes to the recreational fishing, it's one of those areas we've got. Australia in general is a boat-owning, obviously on the coast, a boat-owning, you know, nation. But this area is amazing. They're saying that, you know, you've got to limit what you can have. So school prawns, ludric, blue swimmer crabs, sand whiting, yellowfin brim. It is very confusing. And it's, do you think that a ban should have been left in place, as opposed to having people basically having to crunch the numbers and work out the theorem of whether they can eat the whole fish or only half the fish and not that species at all?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think a little bit more thought needs to have been put into it. It really, to us, just appears to... it's a dodging of liability, I suppose. And the DPI put the bans in place, and we know DPI didn't contaminate the water, but it looks like, you know, they've lifted the restrictions, and it's... really, like, the question needs to be asked, if we were still flying under the old guidelines instead of the UN health guidelines, would we still be fishing there? Science generally doesn't go backwards and start, you know, they don't suddenly tell you it's okay to, you know, start smoking again and all that sort of thing. And we were working off some pretty low guidelines from the US, and, you know, earlier this year they switched that around and went to some antiquated 2008 guidelines as a safe consumption amount of these chemicals, I suppose. We do think that it's going to go the other way. The government can't run from the science forever. It's inevitable that they're going to have to take the more precautionary approach. And I just hope by that time they've got all their ducks in a row, and they can sort of get this sorted out, look after the fishermen, look after the residents, and sort of make sure that this knee-jerk response that they took last time that sort of just knocked everybody for six without any warning or, you know, as we say, they did know about this for a few years prior to, at least 4 years prior to actually telling the public about it. So they have plenty of time to get their procedures in order to make sure that the minimum impact was put upon the workers, the businesses and the residents in the area.
Yeah, the world doesn't move fast. Tony just sent me a text, 0418528535, and he said, Todd, I don't care what they say. I'm in that area at the moment. I'm not taking anything. My family's too important, so you can understand that. Nick, thanks for your time this morning. Obviously, we're heading towards, a year and a half now, and probably a little bit more, and I can understand the frustration, but, the devil definitely seems to be in the detail. Hopefully, some good news on the way. Have a fabulous day.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thanks for the call.
2NUR FM 103.7.